called the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, currently before the National Council of Provinces, why it is raising the ire of civil society groups. That's next.
Morning, Clarence. Thanks a lot for an excellent show so far this morning. Love listening to these articles regarding Israel and Palestine. What I would like to know is, I'm not sure as the radio host if you are allowed to give an opinion, but if you are allowed to give one, could you please share some light? So what is your opinion of the DA openly and blatantly supporting Israel to the point where John Stiernason would make an opinion such as one side's genocide is another side's freedom? Considering that we come from South Africa, a country with a deep rooted history of apartheid, oppression, murder, land theft, and the list goes on. So if you are allowed to share an opinion, please do so. Cheers.
Yeah, I must, you know, the Premier especially was talking about the arrest of Vladimir Putin, if he should set foot. Leap officers were going to arrest him because there's an arrest warrant out by the ICC. I am tired of hypocrisy. And, of course, we must understand, and I believe that sovereignty is sacrosanct. So Russia breached international law by invading Ukraine. But can we apply that throughout? Can we apply it if and when relates to other countries, including Israel? And clearly there's a reluctance to do that just indiscriminately. So hypocrisy must be shown up. So, for example, if the ICC puts out an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, then I would like to see the same kind of fervor from the Premier. The question is, will we, if that is an answer at all? Let's go to Lindsay. Welcome, Lindsay. Great to have you with us. Okay, we need to press the button there. Lindsay is now with us. Now I can hear you, Lindsay. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you, Karen.
Lindsay, this is really interesting, the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill. And firstly, I see a distinction is made that SABC journalists will be impacted. Is that only SABC journalists, or will you be impacted as an EWN journalist?
Well, this is really the viewpoint of civil society groups who have being participating in a second round of public hearings, as you pointed out earlier, before the National Council of Provinces. And it's a bit of a complicated stretch as to how they get to this concern that they've raised. But essentially, just to wind back a bit, essentially this law's intention is to once again separate the state security agency into a domestic and a foreign agency, the way it was pretty much some years ago. But it also deals with issues of security vetting. You might recall that a while back in draft versions of the bill, churches and NGOs were up in arms because they feared that they would all be subjected to some form of vetting, what in the bill is known as security clearance testing. And the bill spells out who will be subjected to such security clearance, and by and large, these have to do with people who will do business with the state, people who need to be in the possession of classified documents. As you know, us as journalists, when we attend big state events, we too get vetted, but also very critically, it requires vetting for people who work at what was previously known as national key points. And so, for example, in the instance of, for example, Eskom, where we know there's often reports of sabotage and theft, that private security contractors, people who do business at these former national key points, now known as critical infrastructure, will be required to be vetted. So essentially, if you take that as a premise, and I'm sorry, this is a very long way of explaining it, but if you take that as a premise, these IntelliWatch, which is a civil society NGO group that keeps a watch on intelligence agencies, and also a South African academic who works now for the University of Glasgow, both of them yesterday pointed out that the SABC, in terms of the law, is a critical infrastructure point. And so their reasoning follows then that people who enter the SABC, people who work at the SABC, people who need to go there and do business for any reason could be subjected to security clearance vetting under this new bill. And by extension, it would impact on journalists, on editors that work there, and could compromise their media freedom and their ability to keep their sources confidential. Because in their view, we've seen the security services during the state capture years being used for nefarious ends, being used to fight all kinds of political battles. And so their fear then is that journalists, particularly who work at the SABC, by virtue of those buildings being critical infrastructure, could be subjected to undue security clearance vetting.
I get you. So because it's a state broadcast, and that really shouldn't be applying to journalists, especially journalists. So this is a public, around a public consultation, is it not? It's not fait accompli.
No, it is not. But they are really racing against the clock, Clarence, because as you know, the parliamentary term essentially comes to an end on the 21st of May. This bill has been in the offing for longer than this parliamentary term. It stems from a high-level panel review on the state security services from the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. So various commissions and inquiries that have expressed a view as to how the country's intelligence services should be overhauled. And it was only introduced in Parliament in November last year. So it's been a big scramble by the ad hoc committee in the National Assembly. They got it over the line last month, and now really they're leaving the National Council of Provinces only a few weeks to get this going. And so in my view, it's looking highly unlikely they're going to get this all done.
Yeah, but you're also flagging a certain urgency that all of a sudden is coming with this bill.
Well, yes, because, as I said, it's been in the offing for so long. It is in response to all these inquiries. It's in response to the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. And as I said, the bill's main intention is to overhaul the way the intelligence services operate in the country. There are many legs to this. It also has to do with the bulk interception of communication. We know that that is also a contentious issue that also incidentally affects journalists particularly. So there are very many aspects of this bill that we can't all get into. So it's a really hefty piece of legislation that they are essentially trying to rush through in just a matter of months. Of course, it can be revived again by the new parliament, but I think that this particular administration would like to say that they got it done in time, even though the parliament waited so very many years for this bill to arrive, to the point where the committee itself, the Intelligence Committee of Parliament themselves, had drafted their own law because they couldn't wait any longer for the minister to bring one.
I think it's very important information that you're putting in the public domain, and you and I need to be vigilant when it comes to that particular bill and how ultimately it could impact the news that you and I get, the news that informs our decisions. At 9:31, time for Eyewitness News headlines.